Speaking of moving on, next up we've got cave dwellers.
Oh, cave dwellers.
Cave dwellers, yes.
I think it's cave dwellers.
Of course.
It's subtle.
Nika, 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 and the insurrection's on. And every god will seek a skull to lay his vengeance on. Until the arena reeks of blood like none since Ctesiphon. But we had love in the time of the riot. We had love everlasting in a chaotic blink. We had love far more vast than the ocean's salty drink. We had love till axes made us shudder and sink. We had a love in a moment, not a moment to think.
And I know Brian is up on his history from 532 AD, so what do you think about this one, Brian?
Oh, no, sorry.
We had to look that
up. Did not know anything about this until I hit Wikipedia searching for Nika.
Nika, for the win.
I'm going to let Mike do that, because Mike always fills in the background stuff.
No.
I'm glad we didn't look it up immediately, though, first, because we came up with this great story without knowing what it was about originally, about how this is football fantasy, not to be confused with fantasy football. It's soccer, but it's football because it's not in America, and it's set in the fantasy world. So instead of just normal football riots, everyone has swords and magic and is killing each other over football. And there's two people on opposing teams who are in love with each other, and it somehow messed up the game, and now everyone's rioting.
Yeah, that's actually not that far from what I think it's really about. The kinds of riots that happened in Constantinople during the chariot races, Wikipedia likened to soccer hooliganism.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I was fully on board with this just being a plain old football riot, except for the comments about columns.
Which is why it was clearly football fantasy.
And emperors, yeah.
Why does everything go back to football with you, Brian?
Yes, always.
It was the blue and green. It just made me think of the people who paint their faces, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
I had to go look it up. But yeah, just getting back to the music, I think it was a very appropriate choice, the musical style. But it's not really my genre, my thing, but they did it certainly competently well enough, and it fit the atmosphere they were aiming to invoke, which was a strange one to invoke for the subject matter. I appreciate that.
I don't know, the music didn't stand out to me as much as a bunch of wizards rioting over football.
Sure.
But yeah, the music was fine. It fit with the theme.
It also fit with the theme of the being about wizards.
Yes, wizards riding over football.
Yeah, it had this kind of medieval fantasy sort of sound, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought it was a little Ren Faire.
Little Ren Faire.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which, you know, it's not my thing, but I can respect they did a good job of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, the vocal performance was great, I thought. I mean, just fabulous. In both the lead and the harmony line, fantastic.
Truth is an excellent singer.
Yeah, so good. And great instrumentation, and kind of almost hits Deck the Halls during the instrumental break. You know, I'm mostly kidding about that. I'm sure that's just me, but I thought, oh, this is moving into Deck the Halls. Mm-hmm. Not really actually getting there, not even close, but I kind of felt it. Anyhow, great work all around, but also maybe a little stiff all around.
I noticed the sort of country-sounding acoustic guitar right away, and I thought that sounded really, really good. And when the violin came in, I was like, ah, yeah. I know that Glennie has a friend and neighbor named Aaron who is a concert violinist, and I'm like, ah. So Glennie got Aaron to play some just awesome violin licks in this song, and I think that was my favorite part of the song, besides, it being about Constantinople and 532 and chariot riots. I had fun looking at the Wikipedia page for that. And I had a feeling it was Constantinople. Whenever I hear blue versus green, I think of, you know, the two political parties. And I think Justinian was associated with the blues, I want to say. I know green fans will be like, no! But, you know, whatever. But yeah, I thought this was great. And this is one of my favorites this round.
For football and blue and green, that doesn't also have any other significance?
I don't know. There's probably some team color that is blue and green. I know Seahawks colors are blue and green, but...
Yeah, definitely about the Seahawks.
But yeah, and all the talk about the thing, I forgot to mention, yeah, the violin was excellent. It really stood out.
Excellent, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely my favorite part of the song.